10 past 9, good morning. You would have heard on the news that two ex-official IRA members could face charges over Bloody Sunday. The PSNI has reported a former official IRA member to the PPS and a dossier is being prepared on another. The information came from a letter sent from the Public Prosecution Service to relatives of the Bloody Sunday victims. Let me speak to one of the relatives. I want to speak to Liam Ray, who lost his brother Jim on that tragic day. Liam, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Liam, is this a welcome development?
Well, it's not a surprising development, can I put it that way? I feel, speaking to myself, that the most important thing is to bring to justice those who murdered or attempted to murder people, those who are responsible for the deaths and injuries on Bloody Sunday. Now that they're investigating a IRA man and possibly a second, and they make it clear they're not alleged to have caused any injury. You know what I mean? It's just I'm worried about they've cried for such a long time about lack of resources, and I thought all the main resources have been brought to the main perpetrators.
At the Savile inquiry, the official IRA, under the protection of anonymity, they did say that they fired at least three times during Bloody Sunday.
Well, there was three occasions that I remember during the inquiry was what we had to call the drain pipe shot, the shots from the round the corner to Russell Flats, and then an alleged shooting at outside of that area in Long Tower Court.
So to fully understand, to get absolutely to the bottom of everything on Bloody Sunday and to include everyone who would have been doing anything that was illegal, these people need to be charged.
Well, in the sense, if we go that far, then anybody threw a stone on the day, I suppose, they're doing something. I think the focus should be on the main perpetrators, on the serious incidents that happened. I feel, and it's my gut feeling, we've heard since there has been any talk of a PSNI investigation into Bloody Sunday and these matters, which some of the families had to fight very hard for, that we heard on the political level people complaining that, oh, the whole lot should be investigated, what about IRA activity? And my gut feeling, this is a PSNI, because of political pressure, trying to make it look that they're doing a very fair job. I would hope that this will not dilute their investigation into the main perpetrators, that's the British soldiers, those are responsible for the killings and the woundings on Bloody Sunday.
The official IRA said that they shot at the army after two innocent civilians had been killed, and they fired these three shots that you're talking about.
No, what happened actually, Frank, I'll correct you, after the two people were wounded on William Street, a shot was fired by an IRA man, an official IRA man, in response to that. Those two were wounded, one died later. The next shooting was at the corner of Chamberlain Street and the Russell Forecourt, which no soldier was aware about at the time. So those shots were very ineffective. And the third one was well after the events at the roundabout Barrack Street, which is in the periphery of what would be known as the Bogside.
So, they did fire in reaction to innocent people being hit
by the army.
Now, do you feel that if they hadn't fired, that the army may have stopped shooting, but because they did fire, that more people were actually shot?
I have no doubt whatsoever, 45 years later, that those shots had no effect on what the army action were that day. As I'm telling you, the shots fired by the second official IRA man weren't even known of at the time by the soldiers. They weren't unaware of it. They were that busy slaughtering innocent people.
And do you feel that this investigation or the highlighting of what the official IRA did dilutes in some way the atrocity on the day?
I'm fearing that it could be a result of what's happening. But in saying that, if the PSNI feel that they do a proper investigation, all these things must be investigated, let them do it. I don't have a problem with that. My fear is that it's a quasi-political pressure to appear fair and an investigation. Let's be serious about this, Frank, and have no illusion about it. The only wounds, the only injuries caused that day were by British Army personnel or unarmed civilians. That should be the main focus of what the PSNI, that were their main, and particularly if they're saying that their funding is such that it limits them to what they can do. So I would hope that, and they're doing what they call a proper and thorough job, that minor issues will not and coppers on the ability to pursue those who are ultimately responsible for those atrocious acts on that day.
And do you feel you will get the day in court that people talk about?
I hope and I pray for it. I still do not feel confident about it. I feel that over, particularly in the last couple of years, listening to things, waiting for things to happen when we have no people in Stormont at the moment, and the old emphasis now coming out in England about don't be pursuing soldiers and these alleged witch hunts and pressure being applied from all sources, that there are too many people very eager to draw a line in the sand because of self-invested interests that things don't develop.
Okay, Liam Ray, thanks for speaking.
Let me say, Frank, but that affects not just the Bloody Sunday families. That affects many, many families. This people get their way to draw this line in the sand.
Okay, Liam Ray, thank you indeed. Liam Ray, who lost his brother Jim that day back in 1972. Let me speak to David Ramsey, who's a DUP representative in the area. David Ramsey, good morning. On line three. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
David, what do you make of this letter from the PPS to the victims, the Bloody Sunday victims' relatives, that two members of the former official IRA may be facing charges?
Well, first of all, I have to make the point that once again, Bloody Sunday comes to the fore. We talk about victims, we talk about justice, and, you know, Bloody Sunday seems to be always a hierarchy of victims. There are many victims who will never, ever get justice. Never. And here we have a situation now where 45 years ago, two IRA men fired on British soldiers. And yes, there was obviously reaction at that time. But there have been many murders since that and no justice.
So do you believe that the British Army, do you still believe all those people died because the official IRA fired over the course of the day three shots, one of them fired after the atrocity?
This has been a heavily investigated situation, and Bloody Sunday is probably one of the biggest investigations ever happened in the Troubles, and no one will condone any sporadic shooting from anyone who killed innocent people. That is not what this is about. The issue for the unionist community, the victims, both Roman Catholic and Protestant, of Republican terrorism, is that justice is being sought for a number of families of Bloody Sunday, but there is no justice for many thousands of other people. The McConville family, for instance, no justice. All the other victims within the security forces, no justice. No investigations going on for years and years and years, millions and millions of pounds. So no matter what happens in this investigation, if there's justice or not justice, it doesn't even things up for anyone, because the families of Bloody Sunday have been pursuing this here, looking for people to be taken to prison in their 70s and 80s. There's many people running about at the minute who have never, ever been taken to court for the murder and mayhem of 45 years.
Well, would you not be in favour of people who committed murder being taken to court?
Of course. Murder is murder.
Well, then why are you so against the British soldiers being taken to court?
I am not against British soldiers being taken to court if they murdered someone. Just like everyone in the right-minded people in this country are against murder of any kind or from any side. The issue for people in this country is there's so many families will never get justice. And 45 years later, many millions of pounds, and we're still on about Bloody Sunday.
And do you feel that the investigation into the two former members of the official IRA, that's some sort of, I think you used the term balancing it out, is that some sort of move by the police to keep everyone on board in this?
I believe it is, because for some reason or other, this has been in the back burner for many years about these two IRA men. 1993, I think it was, when these people came forward to say that they did fire shots on the day. One fired from a rifle. One shot, apparently, allegedly, came forward, and one fired two shots from a pistol. But it has never been to the fore. And all of a sudden today, this has been brought to the fore. And I feel that this is once again another situation where the hierarchy of victims and we're going to probably have soldiers now being arrested or whatever in the near future, I believe. Even the thing up would be to get justice for victims of both sides.
And do you not think this is a step towards getting justice for victims per se?
This is about getting justice for victims, is correct. But how many victims have never, ever even seen anyone in court? The British Army log everything. They have logs of everything. It is a lot easier to investigate. The IRA stood in dark corners, planting bombs on their cars, shooting people in the back. They have no log of anything. They take everything to their grave as they take the oath when they become members of the IRA. Even Martin McGuinness, who was one of the people who in the end did try to make peace, he took so much to his grave that we will never know.
But would you draw a line under it all then?
I would like to see us moving forward and not regurgitating Bloody Sunday, because it does hurt many thousands of victims, both Roman Catholic and Protestant, who were murdered by terrorists who can never be pursued. People will just keep taking it to their graves.
Yes, but if we follow that process, then we would never get to the bottom, say, of Enniskillen.
Enniskillen, that's another example. When are we going to get justice? The people who carried that out, they will take it to their grave.
So you feel there'll never be any more charges facing Republicans, but there will be charges facing members of the security forces?
The security forces have logs of everything that happens. There's files upon files. And even today, the PSNA are the same. Everything is put in writing. Statements, what happened, what didn't happen, ombudsmen, everything. The IRA go out, carry out whatever they have, feel they have to do, bombs on their cars, whatever. No one, nothing in log. The only thing that can sort it is forensic examinations. And that is not working, because how many times have IRA members who carried out bombs and atrocities been actually arrested?
Yes, but I don't fully understand your policy. Is your policy to draw a line under investigating legacy issues, or to continue investigating and investing in it and investing in the investigations to ensure that somewhere, just possibly somewhere down the line, people will face trial for the likes of Enniskillen?
If that is the case, there has to be some way of making it a more fair approach. But how can it be fair when there is no records in writing or anything, logs or anything, of what the IRA carried out in their so-called war?
Yes, but surely we don't ignore evidence that we would have simply because the British Army have some logs.
We can't ignore evidence. That can't be done. And it's not for me to say how it is carried out in the future with investigations. It has to continue as investigations. But the issue is that 45 years on, we are still talking about one atrocity. And we are still trying to get people in court, while many thousands of families never, ever will get justice, because the IRA will never, ever come forward with anything in writing or any evidence to say, yes, we do have evidence, we do have issues that need to be resolved, and we do need investigations. They will take it to their grave.
Okay.
Because it's a terrorist organisation.
David Ramsay of the DUP, thank you. Thank you very much, David. Right, good morning. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.